Well, this is the time of year when parties are happening everywhere. There's the office Christmas party, the dinner at a friend's, and the family get-togethers over Christmas. If you want those invitations to keep coming, it's probably a good idea to be a good guest. For some tips on how to do that, we've contacted Karen Turner. She's an event planner, and she also entertains a lot, and she joins me now in studio. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Leisha.
So what is the one thing that annoys you most about guests?
The biggest thing with me is, like, just let them know if you're coming or not.
The no-shows.
Well, it's not just the no-shows. It's the people that you've invited and they haven't gotten back to you. They missed the RSVP deadline. And you're contacting them to find out if they're going to come rather than them letting you know. That's my biggest beef.
Yeah, that just comes across as rude.
Right.
What else do you see from some guests?
Guests that arrive early are probably more annoying to me than guests that arrive an hour late.
So what's the rule? Because you don't want to be right on time either. What's a good time to usually arrive?
10 minutes.
10 minutes
after you have been invited.
Okay, what else?
Guests that arrive with hostess gifts that are very complicated, like flowers that you have to find a vase. Just high maintenance hostess gifts like that.
Uh-huh.
I talk about the RSVP, but there's also the people that why they don't RSVP, why they can't make that commitment. But there's the people that tell you no, and then the day before contact you and say yes. So if you've had restrictions, say on a dinner party, you can sit 12 around your table and you've contacted a number of guests and they say no. So you contact two more and mm-hmm. fill that spot. And then the day before they contact you and say, yeah, we've decided we're coming.
So do you just tell them no?
No, I haven't, but I think you should. I think you should. I think a person should just set your boundaries and say, yeah, well, we've invited someone else and sorry.
Let's talk more about gifts. So you don't like having complicated gifts, but what is the expectation? If you are going to a party, what should you bring?
Well, the thing I like best is wine. It's not complicated. It's always consumable. You don't have to do anything with it when they arrive. And if the guests drink too much of your wine, you can always slide that one in.
Well, yeah. Is the expectation that wine would be drunk that night, or is that a gift that is to be saved for later for the hostess?
Often people will tell me that. This is a gift for you. It's a pretty special bottle of wine. Why don't you just put it away and drink it with your husband on your own? So I usually go on what their preference is.
Because should you almost be bringing two bottles of wine, one to be drinking that night and one as a gift?
Well, that would be lovely.
Oh, that would maybe make me a good guest. What about dietary restrictions? More and more people have allergies.
Well, I think the savvy hostess is very familiar with that because I am an event planner. Conferences get very complicated with dietary concerns. A lot of times with the conferences, though, it gets to be a preference. It's not just a restriction for them. But the thing with most of my guests, unless they're new, I always ask them. But the thing is, too, is if you've spent the time to make a special meal, eat it. I've had when people come over and I've asked them and have, spent the time to do a special meal and they haven't eaten it.
Or if people are trying to not consume a lot of calories, do you find that to be quite a rude thing as well?
I've never had that problem.
Oh, that's a good thing. No, what about the differences between just attending a friend's party and family? With family, sometimes things get more complicated. So a lot of people entertaining family at this time of year. What do guests and hosts need to think about?
Well, if you're talking about just a dinner, it's not as complicated as if they're coming to spend time at your home over the holidays. That can get pretty complicated. So that's when you've got to set down some rules, like if they're coming, the guests are coming to stay a few nights. Is that what you...
Either or, right?
Yeah.
And one thing I'm wondering, if you want to try and help in the kitchen, that can sometimes get contentious. If you want to help, how do you approach that?
If you want to help, I have a saying, if you have to ask if you can help, I don't want you in my kitchen because you don't know what to do. There's people that, you know, have been guests at my home quite regularly, and they just get up and they help. I think some people want the company in the kitchen. I don't. I'm pretty focused, and especially in that last 20 minutes before you're serving, pretty concentrated on getting everything out efficiently and on time.
And you don't want people getting in the way.
No. But I know people that do like to have the company in the kitchen, and I've been at their homes and I have taken my glass of wine in the kitchen and helped them. Mm-hmm. The other thing is dishes. Normally by the time the dinner is over, I'm ready to have some help, but I don't expect it. But don't just stack the dishes up on the table. It's not a restaurant. It's like, you know, help take them to the sink and rinse them and put them in the dishwasher. But if the host says, no, they don't want help, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't force the issue.
What if somebody brings a food item that might need a bit of preparation? What if you're bringing something to share? What should you be thinking about? You know, if you've got something that needs to be put in the oven, that you need a bunch of cutlery in order to prepare it, you need extra dishes. You know, should we be mindful of that when we're showing up at somebody else's home?
Absolutely. I do very few potlucks anymore because they get so high maintenance.
More so than cooking everything yourself.
Yes, because if you've got something in the oven and someone comes in and they have to put something in the oven, and then you have someone else that comes in that needs your countertop, and somebody else that comes in and uses your brand new baking sheets to put their appetizers on and shove them, they need to be shoved in the oven. If you're bringing, if it is a potluck, come totally self-contained. Even if you need fridge space, that gets really complicated, especially at this time of year. People's fridges are usually pretty full. And if you go in demanding, you know, fridge space for something that you brought, chances are you're not going to get it.
Do you look forward to this time of year if you're into event planning? Yeah.
I love this time of year. My event planning, I usually don't have events, like a lot of events this time of year. I'm usually attending a lot of events. And I do entertain in my home this time of year, but I really do enjoy it.
What are some of the mistakes you found when you've gone to other parties that you're not hosting yourself?
I try not to look.
Well, what would annoy you? What would be a pet peeve?
Well, some things that I really notice is if the host asks you if you want a drink, even if you're not drinking alcohol or you're not drinking wine, take something. That is very annoying. And then I find a lot of these people, once they say, no, I don't need anything right now, just when the host is getting really busy, they go, oh, yeah, well, I'll have a glass of wine now. But as far as the host, I'm pretty relaxed and try and overlook a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, Karen, it's been good talking to you, and I hope you've got a calendar still full of events leading up all the way to Christmas.
Thanks. Thanks for having me this morning.
That is Karen Turner. She's an event planner. Do you have any stories related to Christmas parties that have maybe gone wrong or guests that have annoyed you? You can let us know. Call our talkback line 306-956-7456, or you can email us saskatoonmorning@cbc.ca.